Princess Lodge. Residents with a birthday in November are Beth Stewart, Doris Neild, and Charlotte Hutton. On November 4, Ethel Bowles's visitors were Alice Polk and Dorothy Gao. Sale hosted a dinner on November 8. It was very tasty. Ham and scalloped potatoes and all the trimming. Ethel Bowles's visitors were Ray and Kim Everett of Brandon. Doris Neild's family held a come-and-go tea on November 18 to celebrate Doris's 100th birthday. I met a man named Harry at the hockey game. He said he read my news in the paper. He said it was nothing but BS and it was not brown sugar he meant. So many stop me and say how they enjoy hearing about Princess Lodge. It takes all kinds of people to make a world, I guess. Deepest sympathy from Princess Lodge residents to the family of Aline Welch on her passing. Aline was a resident here and she will be missed. Her funeral service is on November 25 at St. Paul's United Church. Miniota by Linda Clark. Our deepest sympathy to Janine and Andrew Cymbalesti and their children on the death of Janine's father, Wayne Baki at Yarmouth. Our thoughts are with you all. Congratulations are in order to Murray Jorgensen, Skip, Randy McKean III, Tim Weber II, and Led Don Williams on winning a spot at the Masters Provincials at Portage La Prairie in February. Good luck. Krista and Chloe Brown traveled to Blaine, Minnesota, where Chloe played for the Rivalry Cup with her Yellowhead Bantam AAA team. In this Canada versus USA competition, their team had 2 wins, 2 ties, and 1 loss. A great weekend of wearing the Canada Maple Leaf on their hockey jerseys, plus some shopping at the Mall of America, the Letterman store, and team bonding over meals. Linda Clark flew to Ottawa for family time with Julie and Kevin Halepchik, Aiden, Reese, and Carly, enjoying a basketball tournament, some hockey, a birthday, and early Christmas celebrations. Our community is gearing up for the Christmas season. Lights and decorations are appearing to add to the festivities. There are only 2 days in the year that nothing can be done. One is called yesterday and the other is tomorrow, so today is the right day to love, believe, do, and mostly live. Dalai Lama.